Conquest Sport Levy Rate of Levy Order Resolution 2017 approved in the lower house, and Senate approves bill for single anti-corruption agency. You're tuned into House Matters. Thanks for joining us. I'm Aldine Campbell.
Whether you come from yard or abroad, the Jamaica 55 Independence Village nothing miss you. July 29 to August 6, National Stadium, 12 noon daily, admission free. Come enjoy the live entertainment, see the best Jamaican crafts on display, play a domino, bring the picnic along, make them ramp in at the kiddies' village. It will be a melting pot of fun and excitement at the Jamaica Festival Village. It's Jamaica 55, celebrating Jamaicans at home and abroad.
The House of Representatives on Tuesday approved the Conch Export Levy Rate of Levy Order Resolution 2017. The resolution was brought by Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries Minister Carl Samuda.
Conch Export Levy Act was passed in 2009. The main purpose of this act is to impose a levy on each pound of conch exported during each conch season, and this is pursuant to Section 3 of the Act.
The duty imposed on the export of conch seeks to facilitate sustainable management and development of the fisheries sector. It is used in part to offset the cost of implementing programs for monitoring, control, surveillance and enforcement in relation to Jamaica's limited conch resources.
The levy for the 2016 conch season was set at 50 cents in the currency of the United States of America per pound of conch. It is therefore recommended that the levy remain as such for the 2017 conch season. Accordingly, this Honorable House is being asked to affirm the rate of levy prescribed for the 2017 conch season being 50 cents in the currency of the United States of America.
The Senate on July 20 approved the Integrity Commission Bill, paving the way for the establishment of a single anti-corruption unit which will investigate and prosecute corruption in Jamaica. The bill was piloted in the Upper House by Minister of Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade and Leader of Government Business in the Senate, Kamina Johnson-Smith. This legislation, which will promote and enhance standards of ethical conduct for parliamentarians, public officials and other persons, was passed with 103 amendments. It makes provisions for the establishment of the Integrity Commission, which will be responsible for investigating alleged or suspected acts of corruption, preventing, identifying, and prosecuting corruption, and monitoring the award and discharge of government contracts and prescribed licenses. The Integrity Commission is to be formed through the merger of the Commission for the Prevention of Corruption, Integrity Commission, and the Office of the Contractor General. The bill will go back to the House of Representatives for approval of the amendments made by the Senate. Meanwhile, Leader of Government Business in the Senate, Kamina Johnson-Smith, is reassuring the public that drawdowns from the National Housing Trust, NHT, to support the budget will only be taken if deemed crucial. Senator Johnson-Smith was addressing last Friday's sitting of the Upper House, where she piloted the National Housing Trust Amendment Act 2017. The bill allows the government to continue the withdrawal of $11.4 billion from the NHT over the next 4 years. Mrs. Johnson-Smith explained that this arrangement is one of the revenue measures adopted to contribute to financing the government's budget for fiscal year 2017-2018. She pointed out that the government was reluctant in opting for this revenue measure, but argued that without being put in place, the government would be forced to levy new taxes. The NHT drawdowns are expected to continue until the financial year ending March 31, 2021. The bill was passed in the Senate with no amendments. That's it for this edition of House Matters. Join us again next time for what's happening in the Houses of Parliament.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.